You know, this immigration thing is very interesting because it points out a lot of things, bigger issues that y'all should be aware of. You know, Mexico doesn't care about us. Mexico doesn't care about the United States. And, you know, we have to be friends with them. I mean, we just can't be enemies with them. But we're dealing with a country that is, you know, is so corrupt and so out of control that we have to deal with them on a certain level. But we certainly can't let their corruption infect us. And it has, particularly with the drug trafficking. You know, when you have the volume of narcotics, millions of tons of narcotics coming across the southern border, if I'm the president of the United States, that alone makes me put the guard on the border and not 6,000 guard. I would have 30, 40,000 down there. Because the damage that narcotics do to the fabric of society, my makeup artist... for the TV side, I don't need makeup for radio, but some people say Lisa
has to
look
at me.
Yeah, thank you. Was mugged the other day, punched in the face in Greenwich Village. Now, who does that? Drug addicts, desperate for money. So this poor woman is walking down the street trying to support her little son. Some guy walks up to her, punches her in the face, and takes her purse. Now, 9 out of 10 of these guys are drug addicts. So she is a victim of the Mexican drug corruption. And all you have to do is multiply that by 10 million, and you see how all of this corruption in Mexico has infected our society. Yet you have these pinheads in Congress. See, they're not going to get mugged. President Bush isn't going to get mugged. All right?